China and the globalists roll out the next phase of COVID hysteria ahead of new lockdowns. And we know Fauci and Gates and others have said, oh, look in the fall for it to be back in new lockdowns. The head health minister in Canada came out a month ago and again yesterday, said the same thing. So they're clearly pre-programming and preparing everyone for this. And last time, 26 months ago, they started the hysteria in China. And now they're doing it again. And Xi is working closely with Bill Gates and the globalists on record to coordinate and choreograph this whole rollout. So the Zero Hedge article is like, oh, Xi's having trouble. He tried to save everybody from the COVID, but it just got out of control. His martial law didn't work. What is he going to do? He's not going to be able to have a zero COVID policy now. When it's acting like he failed with martial law and failed with people kneeling and being scanned and failed with the robots and drones flying around and failed with people being welded into their homes and electric fences being put up around their houses so they couldn't get out. All this dystopic martial law rollout for China and the world is not a failure of Xi. It's showing them the pretext and the excuse and showing the world how the police state's supposed to work with all of our media pointing at it and saying, look, that's what we need here. That's what they do in communist China. That's what they do in authoritarian Australia. But it's all part of the Build Back Better Davos group, globalist cult that's coordinating this whole thing with China.
And the title of this session, are we ready for a new world order?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, April 6th. The year is 2022, and we have very important developments concerning the globalist plan to relaunch the COVID-19 lockdowns. We're about to lay that out in a moment. Again, thank you for joining us. Paul Joseph Watson, Owen Schroyer, and others will be taking over here in just a few minutes. Front and center, if we don't identify the globalists and the corporate crime syndicate as enemies of humanity, and if we don't address the fact that they are the ones on record orchestrating the engineered collapse of industrial civilization, then we have no hope. The good news is, as you've seen around the world with elections and with our own Congress beginning to talk about it, the world is awakening to the real threat. The question is, will we wake up fast enough to reverse this? Front and center for them is to demonize and attack anyone that talks about this. I am here in Connecticut with the whole Democratic Party funded run, anti-free speech, anti-gun, Sandy Hook charade that's going on with their attempts to demonize me and set the precedent to ban everybody's speech. And the first thing they brought up was, you believe in a new world order. You believe in one world government. You believe in an armed overthrow of the new world order. So again, they're trying to demonize me as a terrorist who opposes the one world government that doesn't exist at the same time, because the New York Times says so, even though just last week, Klaus Schwab had their big event in Dubai titled World Government Conference. And edit Schwab and Harari and all the rest of the same cast of characters, James Bond villains, said the post-human world is here and that the world economy is collapsing, but don't worry, they're going to build a new green system on its ashes, build back better. And Buttigieg came out and said the same thing here in the U.S. But that's okay, because, again, they're allowed to push world government, corporate world government. We're just not allowed to oppose it. When we talk about it, we're crazy and violent, and it doesn't exist. That's gaslighting. That's brainwashing. So here's this former federal prosecutor who's prosecuting the First Amendment and all of our freedoms. And the first 20 minutes he spent hammering me for believing in an imaginary new world order and global government, and that I want to be violent and overthrow people. Which goes to the whole January 6th narrative and how they're trying to brand any political opposition as violent to what they're doing, but all the Democrat violence is mostly peaceful. And Kamala Harris bailing out rioters and looters and people trying to burn down the federal courthouse in Oregon, there in Portland, that's all okay as well. Now, I'm going to segue out of that. I'm just pointing out how we have global government up here, and we have their prosecutors now with lawfare trying to shut down our free speech at the grassroots level. And that's so we cannot oppose the worldwide biomedical tyranny that is the basis of the world ID, the world social credit score, the world carbon tax that they admit is now being rolled out on a planetary scale under the auspices of the vaccine passport. So there's a big article from Zero Hedge up on Infowars.com. And I'm a Zero Hedge fan, but sometimes they have articles that are quite frankly establishment. And so I saw this story pop up on our site today, and I just wanted to respond to it, because really what it should say is China and the globalists roll out the next phase of COVID hysteria ahead of new lockdowns. And we know Fauci and Gates and others have said, oh, look in the fall for it to be back in new lockdowns. The head health minister in Canada came out a month ago and again yesterday, said the same thing. So they're clearly pre-programming and preparing everyone for this. And the last time, 26 months ago, they started the hysteria in China. And now they're doing it again. And Xi is working closely with Bill Gates and the globalists on record to coordinate and choreograph this whole rollout. So the Zero Hedge article is like, oh, Xi's having trouble. He tried to save everybody from the COVID, but it just got out of control. His martial law didn't work. What is he going to do? He's not going to be able to have a zero COVID policy now. When it's acting like he failed with martial law and failed with people kneeling and being scanned and failed with the robots and drones flying around and failed with people being welded into their homes and electric fences being put up around their houses so they couldn't get out. All this dystopic martial law rollout for China and the world is not a failure of Xi. It's showing them the pretext and the excuse and showing the world how the police state's supposed to work, with all of our media pointing at it and saying, look, that's what we need here. That's what they do in communist China. That's what they do in authoritarian Australia. But it's all part of the Build Back Better Davos group, globalist cult that's coordinating this whole thing with China. So President Xi faces an impossible dilemma in Shanghai as COVID outbreak worsens. Despite the COVID lockdown, in the span of just over a week, the CCP authorities have gone from denying plans for a citywide lockdown of Shanghai to announcing what was supposed to be a two-part staggered lockdown to simply locking down the entire city and sitting in the military and a contingent of medical workers as locals accuse the government of violating its social compact to put the people's interests first. Now the entire city of roughly 26 million faces what's already shaping up to be the most punishing lockdowns in China since the original three-month Wuhan lockdown. Nightmare. And then it just goes on that they've got 9,000 asymptomatic cases, meaning they're not even sick, but we just have to have the image, like out of a zombie apocalypse, of thousands of government vans going in into huge identical tower blocks and taking everyone to giant garbage rat-filled quarantine centers. I mean, this is dystopic garbage, because Xi is getting ready for the global financial collapse that they are orchestrating to bring in the new global currency that is programmable tokens. And he's working in concert with the Davos group, with Bill Gates, and the most hardcore group inside the New World Order. This is their exact plan. And that's why they want us off air, because they know we're raising the alarm, and a lot of thought leaders are listening to us and checking out what we're saying and learning it's true. So let's not buy in to this new, oh my gosh, there's a lockdown in China. Oh, there's a new variant of Delta. It's coming out. Let's hammer that it came out of a lab with Fauci and the Chinese and Gates and Daszak, that it is weaponized, that they did release it, and now they've given us a vaccine that creates the same thing on our body and erases our immune system so that future viruses can kill us much, much easier. That is what's happening, is martial law through the medical system, a biomedical tyranny. We're going to go to break. Your guest hosts are going to take back over. I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage you to be more vocal than you've ever been now, because this is the season of awakening. This is the season when the globalists are making their move against humanity, and people are really receptive to the truth right now. So don't let them gaslight you. Don't let them tell you that there's not a new world order, not a global government, while they also announce it out of the other side of their mouth. Call them out on it and just move forward and keep raising the alarm in a peaceful way, Paul Revere. God bless and good luck.
So far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. Whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. We have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. New surveillance technologies that are now deployed just to deal with this coronavirus outbreak. When it's over, some governments may say, yes, but there is a second wave of corona coming, so we have to be prepared. And there is Ebola, and there is also regular flu. Why not protect people against that too with this new surveillance system? So the tendency would be to prolong it indefinitely. Also, it's the moment when surveillance goes really under the skin. Governments are now not just interested in where we go and who we meet, but even in what's happening inside our bodies.
And now's the time when things are shifting. There's gonna be a new world order out there. And we've gotta lead it. And we've gotta unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
If you're not doing everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses, your God-given immune system, you are insane. Now, I've been selling high-quality supplements for over a decade that boost your immune system. Vitamin D of the highest quality, and of course, the best quality you're going to find out there from iodine. All of that boosts your immune system. But a couple years ago, I set out with top developers to come out with a concentrated herbal tincture that's been cold pressed, that has the very best herbs that God gave us through Mother Nature's medicine chest to supercharge our immune systems. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 years in the making, InfoWars Life Immune Support is now in stock, and out of the gates, it is 25% off. And your purchase of this product funds the InfoWar at such a critical juncture as the global awakening explodes. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get this product 25% off and take it every morning when you get up and every evening when you go to sleep. And all the studies show these compounds will turbocharge your immune system in a natural and healthy way. Elderberry concentrate, echinacea concentrate, astragalus root concentrate, angelica root concentrate, lomatium root concentrate, and so much more. This is a game changer, ladies and gentlemen, and with Winter Sun and X2 and X3, it will take your immune system to the next level, and it will fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. This is a non-zero-sum game, ladies and gentlemen. The only way you fail, the only way you lose, is not supporting the broadcast while you get a product that supports your immune system. Immune support from InfoWars Life, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Follow the link below if you're at band.video and get yours today.